Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into a book that honestly made me feel a lot better about skipping the gym. It's called Exercised by Daniel Lieberman. Sophie, you read this one too, right?
I did, and it's such a relief. The whole premise is that exercise is not natural, and that's not an excuse, it's actually the whole point. Lieberman is an evolutionary biologist, and he shows how our bodies were never designed for deliberate workouts.
Right, because a zebra doesn't jog to prevent heart disease. I love that image. It's like, no animal on earth voluntarily exercises for health benefits.
Exactly. Exercise is a cultural invention of the last few generations. Our ancestors moved, sure, but it was always tied to survival, like finding food or escaping predators. They weren't counting reps.
So what does that mean for us? Because I feel like I'm fighting my own body every time I try to work out.
It means you're not lazy. You're just wired to conserve energy. For most of history, calories were scarce, so the urge to rest was a survival advantage. Your brain still thinks that way, so the couch wins.
That actually explains so much. I've been blaming myself for lack of willpower, but it's like I'm fighting millions of years of evolution.
And the book makes a crucial distinction between physical activity and exercise. Physical activity is any movement that burns energy, like walking or carrying stuff. Exercise is a subset that's planned and structured, like going to the gym.
And our ancestors got tons of physical activity without ever exercising. But modern life has engineered that activity out of our days. We sit in chairs, drive cars, order groceries online.
Right.
Lieberman talks about hunter-gatherers like the Hadza in Tanzania. They walk 5 to 10 miles a day, dig for tubers, climb trees for honey. They don't get chronic diseases like heart disease or diabetes, and they never exercise.
So the takeaway is we don't necessarily need to exercise to be healthy. But we do need to be physically active. That's a game changer.
And the book explains why exercise is so good for us. Our bodies respond to stress by adapting. Bones thicken, muscles grow, the heart gets more efficient. When we stop, the body assumes it doesn't need those strengths and starts to let them go.
So inactivity is like a signal to the body to dismantle itself. That's wild. But how do we actually start moving more without hating it?
Well, walking is the most natural and underrated activity. Humans are exceptional walkers. We evolved to cover long distances efficiently. And even modest amounts of walking can slash your risk of chronic disease.
So I don't need to run a marathon. I can just take the stairs and walk to the store.
Exactly.
And when you do run, the book has some advice. Lieberman suggests a 4-foot strike instead of heel striking and building up gradually. He also warns about modern shoes and hard surfaces causing injuries.
Okay, but what about strength training? I always thought I needed to lift weights to get stronger.
Our ancestors did resistance training every day by carrying water, lifting kids, digging. The book suggests functional movements that mimic those challenges, like compound exercises, rather than isolated machine work.
So I can just carry my groceries differently and call a workout?
Pretty much. And here's a hopeful part. Aging isn't necessarily decline. Many of the deteriorations we associate with getting older are actually from disuse. Our bodies evolved to stay active throughout life.
So it's never too late to start? That's encouraging. But I've also heard that exercise doesn't do much for weight loss. Is that true?
It's true in a way. Exercise is great for health, but it's surprisingly ineffective for weight loss on its own. Your body compensates by increasing appetite or reducing other activity. So you should exercise for health and manage weight through diet.
That's a relief, actually. I can stop feeling guilty about not burning enough calories and just focus on moving more.
And the book emphasizes making movement fun and social. Hunter-gatherers moved with others in natural settings. So walking with friends, playing sports, dancing, that's more sustainable than a treadmill alone.
So the key is to find activities I actually enjoy. That's the opposite of forcing myself to do something I hate.
Right.
And you need rest too. Our ancestors didn't go hard every day. They had variable activity levels and slept when it was dark. The book says rest is essential, not a weakness.
I think the biggest takeaway for me is that exercise isn't about willpower. It's about understanding our biology and designing our environment to make movement natural again.
Exactly.
And Lieberman gives a practical prescription. Move frequently at low intensity, occasionally at high intensity, lift heavy things, stand instead of sit, walk on varied terrain, play, sleep well, and do it socially. It's not a rigid program, just principles.
So I can integrate movement into my life instead of scheduling it as a dreaded chore. That's a liberating way to think about it.
Totally. The book is called Exercised, but the message is that we don't need to exercise to be healthy, we just need to be active. That's the liberating and challenging part.
And it's okay that I find exercise hard, because it's not natural. But I can still make movement a part of my day.
And if you want to dive deeper into Lieberman's ideas, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. And it starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
Well said. So to wrap up, I guess the takeaway is to stop fighting our biology and start working with it.
And remember, you don't have to exercise to be healthy, but you do have to move. That's the message. We'll see you in the next one.